This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As we come to the end of this work week, we just want to remember the foundation of our faith, that God has done something amazing for us. We have no reason to be loved by God, to be accepted by God. We were living life on our own, going our own way, not concerned about Him, and not deserving of His forgiveness. And into that situation, God placed someone in our family or someone we knew who already had a relationship with Him. And He began to show us what He was like and that He wanted a relationship with us. Thousands of years ago, Jesus, seeing us in the future and the people of the past, chose to come and take our place and face God the Father's judgment and die on the cross, so that we could be forgiven, so that we could receive His righteousness and become acceptable to God and be adopted by God into His family and begin this incredible relationship with Him. That is the foundation of our faith. And when we live and we wonder, am I saved today? Do I still have God's forgiveness? We're forgetting what He's done for us. Our relationship with Him does not depend on our goodness or our righteousness or our maintaining a certain quality of life. No, it depends completely on the finished work of Jesus Christ at the cross. That if we have put our trust in Christ, we have been born again into God's family. We might become disobedient children, and God will discipline us for that, but we are still children. We're still part of God's family. Listen to these verses from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. It says, "In Christ you also, after listening to the message of truth," someone shared the gospel with you, "after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Christ with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession," that's us, "to the praise of His glory." What does it say? It says that the Holy Spirit was given to you at the time of your salvation, when you believed in the gospel, as proof from God that you were in Christ and would receive the full experience of glory at the end. Just look at what happens in this verse. First, you heard the gospel of your salvation. When you did, you believed, you trusted in Christ's death on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. And when you believed, you were united with Christ, and the thing that sealed you in that relationship was the Holy Spirit, who God gave you at that time as a pledge of your eternal inheritance. And that word in the Greek language the Bible was written in, translated there, pledge, means down payment or deposit. It's the first part of a much larger payment that's to come. What is God saying to us today? He's promising us that the work of redemption, of restoring your life, that He is doing in your life right now, making you more and more like Jesus, will one day be complete. God will not abandon you, no matter what. You have been sealed in Christ, and God the Father will never abandon Jesus Christ, His Son. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.